This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, what do you say? We do a Thursday podcast. Al is out, but I've got the Eddie Scazzeri here. What's up, Eddie?
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
So we are fresh off our trip to Pebble Beach, California.
I wouldn't say fresh.
not a lot of sleep, but I mean, really fresh off that plane.
I got 3 hours.
How would you, it's funny, because of the time change, I really got very comfortable going to bed at 9 o'clock out there, which is, I guess, midnight here. And last night I wasn't rushing to bed because I could feel my body was not even remotely tired, especially since I kind of napped a little bit on the plane. I laid down, I put the Yankee game on. I saw a good portion of the Yankee game before I fell asleep. It was probably 10:30, almost 11 by the time I fell asleep. Yeah. Maybe 10:30.
Yeah. So you got about the same.
And I got up at 3 o'clock. So I got 4.5 hours. Something like that. Yeah. I actually feel fine though. I haven't felt tired all day.
Yeah. I hit a wall about 8 o'clock. I was not sharp today.
Yeah. Today was tough after a travel day. So a couple things. I figure it's a nice way to piggyback off of the trip. Two things for you. One airplane related, which we'll get to in a moment. Mm-hmm. When you go out, obviously you don't play golf. You've been very adamant about that. You're not interested in it and all that. Is there any part of you that when you see it up close and personal, especially someone like yourself that likes to walk, likes nature, likes to be outside, is there any part of it that actually entices you to want to be out there?
No, because I can walk just fine.
You can walk down your street in circles if you want. It's just a different landscape and different ways to see the world. Not at all. Like when you came out and saw us, there's no interest whatsoever.
No, because I enjoyed what Al and I did, walking down to, we went to that other park, the other state park, and that was much better than walking on the beach near our hotel, which was fine.
Right.
But there's all, it's all built up with, the hotels and all this other stuff. So you're not getting the true, just raw nature like we did at that other park where there was, no other buildings or anything like that around.
Right. And so when you walked on the beach, you were where our resort was, near there?
We walked up about a mile and then back.
Okay. Can you at least appreciate the beauty of what we saw?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's a beautiful golf course, but that's, a golf course is not like a natural environment.
So not at all. But I just, when you combine it with what we do for a living.
Yes.
And, being sports fans and then being able to, it's to me, like when I, and I said it this morning on the show with Greg, I was most taken by walking off the 17th green to 18 because to me that's what I think of when I think of Pebble Beach, is that 18th hole and the soon-to-be champions teeing off the final time, and you got that tree you got to navigate in the middle, and it's like seeing that was almost like for me very close, if not the same, as walking into Dodger Stadium for the first time like I did 8-9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was, when you're a kid, when you first walked into Shea Stadium, and the grass just looks different. And everything smells different. The feel of the stadium is different. This place to me felt different than just going to a regular golf course, know?
Yeah, no, I mean, but I'm not enough of a golf person. I'm more of a Tiger watcher,
Sure.
A certain percentage of the golf audience.
You're into the event sometimes, if it's big enough.
And the majors, I'm not watching any of the,
You're not into the John Deere Classic?
No. I'm not watching any, not even turning on any of the non-majors. You know, and I remember being enthralled by, I think it was in 83, watching Tom Watson win the British Open.
Mm-hmm. Duel in the Sun, I believe, is what they have deemed that.
Yeah. So you remember that. So I got the year right, I think.
I don't remember the year exactly. I read a book on the entire tournament.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure the year's in there. But I read the book 10 years ago. It's a great book.
Yeah. It was either 83, 84. Or it wasn't 85.
It was so. Early 80s, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that, you know, those, but, and, you know, obviously all of Tiger's great performances. I saw a lot of those. But yeah, it doesn't captivate me as a sports fan the way, you know, just a random, you know, NFL game would.
It's interesting because what I think golf, the PGA Tour lacks now, is personality. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a radio show. If you've got a radio show with no personality, it's kind of a flat line. It's fine. It's there. And same thing right now, since Tiger doesn't play anymore, and you guys like Phil, you know, Brooks Koepka all leaving for LIV, and Bryson DeChambeau, PGA Tour has lost a lot of its personality, and it seems kind of flat to me. It's like that in other sports, though, too. Like, if you don't know who anybody is on the Knicks or the Heat or the Pistons, you're just watching 10 guys run up and down and play basketball. Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me about you, and it's your love of football, is how you can watch random college teams play a football game. Yes. You enjoy the game.
Yeah, and
I can't do that.
Random CFL games.
Right, because you love football.
And, you know, random, you know, UFL. And all, you know, it's weird. Yeah, I can do that and do that. Like, I have two CFL games from this past weekend,
which is unbelievable,
waiting for me on my DVR.
Yeah, it's really something. Now, I can watch a base, like I can put a college baseball game on and watch it on Big Ten Network or something, or ESPN, because I enjoy baseball and the way the games play. I can't do that with football. And I love football. You know, mm-hmm. I do. But there's no...
Not the quote-unquote, you know, fakakta football.
No, the NFL. I can't watch the... I've tried. Yeah. I lose interest because I don't know who I'm watching. At least if I'm watching a random, even Jaguars-Texans game, you still know a few people mm-hmm. on each team. And to me, it's somewhat personality-driven, but more so I love the NFL product. Mm-hmm. Baseball, I just enjoy. Basketball, to me, is personality-driven. I even think hockey, to a certain degree, is mm-hmm. personality-driven.
Yeah.
You know, you got the big star. You want to see the big stars out on the ice. And that, to me, is the same thing with golf. But anyway, it's an interesting trip. The other part of the trip, before I do the airline stuff, I can't say this enough, is how much we blended with the scratch guys, as if, you know, cause I don't know what your expectation was, but like I walked into that, we had some random emails from dudes that work there, but all they were names. And Derek was the one that we got emails from, but you know, you don't know until you meet him. Is this a good dude or not? He's going to be a pain in the ass.
We had met and spent a little bit of time with Rob.
Here, yes.
In the meeting.
We knew he was cool.
Yes.
But, you know, he talks about this, you know, this girl's that's going to play with us. It's like, all right, well, is she going to be a pain in the ass? Is the guy they're bringing to play with us, is he going to be a snooty, you know? These guys could not have been more down to earth. It was as if, like I said, we had known each other for years. And it was really, it was kind of cool, you know, getting... We didn't get close to them, but blending in together mm-hmm. the way we did in 3 days.
Yeah, and for Al and I, we didn't get to spend those hours, and you spent hours with them. We only got to see them after, or at lunch, or at dinner. So, but even then, I felt like, you know, I kind of got to know those guys and had the same appreciation like you did, that they were very chill and good guys.
I thought so, too.
And gal.
And the idea, too, that they're from all over the country. Mm-hmm. Like, they all don't work in Manhattan together. Yeah.
And one of the guys, Ross, said to me, like, after, I think it was the dinner on Monday night?
Right.
Or it could have been Tuesday night. You know, again, at all. I think it was Tuesday night, actually. He said to me, crew recognizes crew. So I thought that was cool.
I thought it was great.
You know.
I really did think it was great. It was a lot of fun, and it was so well done. It is, for someone like myself, one of those things you'll never forget. So, it was a blast. Now, the other part of a trip like this is the travel. Now, mm-hmm. I am not one that shies away from a long flight, even for a short trip. Like, I have flown to California for one day to see my family and flown home.
Mm-hmm.
My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I don't mind doing that. It's Al and I always talk about how great airline travel is when it goes well. And going out there, that 6 a.m. flight is just awesome, because I would venture to guess 49 out of 50 times, there's no issue.
Mm-hmm.
First flight out, as long as it got in the night before, that there's no problem. You see, there was a story today in the Post about a drunken, unruly passenger on one of, not our flights, but one of these flights that had to be like restrained by other passengers. And I'm sure at some point it will happen to us, but it is nice when you have a flight like we had yesterday where it got delayed for not as long as they said, but it did get delayed at the outset. And you got a 4 hour and 45 minute flight, and then you're delayed an hour and a half getting to the gate, that there's no issues on the plane.
Yeah.
It's nice when you get good people.
It is nice. And it's also a good thing that Al didn't have to work today.
True.
Because he might have been a viral video.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, but that's why it was good he was off today and tomorrow.
Yes.
He's got plenty of recovery time.
Yes.
You know, and that's the other thing, too. Like, we're so different. Me and you are different. You and Al are different. Like I said, it doesn't faze me to get in at 9 p.m. and come in today.
No, it doesn't faze. I'm tired as hell, but I wasn't worrying about it. I wasn't, you know, I'm fine. I didn't care, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice if I would get extra sleep, but whatever. I'm fine.
You go home and take a nap if you have to.
Yeah, I will.
Not that I would do that, but.
But yeah, well, I have to take my one dog to the vet when I get home, but whatever. It'll be fine.
I got to go get blood work done today.
There you go. Right. Yeah. You have a thing. I have a thing.
We all have things. Favorite thing of the weekend was what?
Probably the 4 mile hike with Al on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And then the way the timing worked, like I knew we weren't going to make lunch. And then coming back to the hotel and making sure we didn't run into anybody so we didn't get roped into that par 3 hay thing.
Because you guys did not want to go.
No, did not want to do that.
Yeah, I know they wanted you to be involved.
Yeah, but it would have been a disaster.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand. Wouldn't be fun, though.
Yeah, fun for you guys to watch us clown around there and then say, sure, there would have been a point it would boom over to said, yeah, okay, enough.
Probably true.
Yeah, yeah. Probably true. That's why we strategically avoided that.
Understood. What else? I guess that's it. How about the fact, this is amazing to me. It's August 14th, and in 3 weeks from today, we have real NFL football.
Yeah, we do. Yes.
Dude, this just goes too fast.
Yeah, I having done schedules for so many years, that I'm always looking, I was always forced to plan
ahead.
Especially for the holidays and all that time and summer vacations. Mm. So, you know, the slipping by of the calendar doesn't faze me, because I was living in such a different mindset for 17 years of scheduling that it's like.
See, it fazes me from the standpoint of things get really busy again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have really enjoyed the summer, and I'll enjoy the fall too, but. You know, all of a sudden now I got games to prep for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about this job. I was saying to Kim the other day, like, it's got to be neat in terms of free time to have one job, mm-hmm. like you and Al have. Mm-hmm. Every day, all year long, your day is done at 11 o'clock or 11:30, or sometimes 10:10 whenever you decide to leave here.
But for 17 years, it was.
But you're past that.
Oh, yes.
You're past that. I'm saying right now you've got one job. And, like, you can look forward to the fall and the foliage and different types of walks.
Sure.
And as opposed to, I look forward to it, but it's also like, oof, here comes a lot of games in a short period of time and a lot of nights of not great sleep. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
And right for you, for a couple of months, you will have three jobs.
Yeah, I mean, November and December are really hard. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not hard from, not physically difficult.
No,
I'm not
know.
Laying concrete.
We're not mining coal.
But I do lose sleep, and it is a lot of prep work, and it's a lot of travel, mm-hmm. and it gets crazy for 2 months. I mean, I'm not complaining about it, but, you know, Christmas Eve is a big deal in my family, and Christmas morning, I got to be up and out at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
to drive to Washington for the Cowboys and Commanders, which is great, but it's a lot, you know, and it's all of a sudden, it's like, here we go. And once you're right, once Rutgers hits in November, all of a sudden it's 2-3 games a week. And it's just, I would never give the jobs up. They'll have to fire me. But there is a part of me that would love to have, I haven't had, think about this. The last time I had a fall with nothing is 2005.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And how about Boomer all those years? This past year was the first fall that, and he really enjoyed it.
For sure.
And especially Thanksgiving, not having to be
I don't blame
on
him.
The air on Thanksgiving.
That's and he's had opportunity, too. And people want him to call games.
Sure.
But he's like, I'm
he's
good.
He's done.
He's good, yeah. I'm not sure. I did find out, which is kind of exciting. I guess I can say it. I am doing Chargers Giants week 3 for Compass Media Networks, or week 4, whatever that is.
Here or there?
It's here.
Good.
And my partner's Tiki.
Nice.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That is very cool.
And guess who my producer is? You'll never guess. Mike Demergis.
Really? Okay.
How about that? So a couple old fan guys.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of fun, actually. So,
yeah.
Pretty neat. All right. I guess we're done.
All right.
You enjoy. Go get a nap.
Yeah.
We will see you here tomorrow on a Friday.
All right.
See ya, and we will. Are we doing this? We don't do it on Fridays, right?
Not a post game, no.
All right.
But I will be posting the, because you, no, you're not hosting.
No.
Okay.
So this is it. We'll see you Monday.
This is the only one of the week. All right.
That's it.
See ya.